Hissing, Sin moved toward Kassar, but Damian pulled him back. Not here, Sin. Not now.
You bastard, Sin snarled from between clenched teeth. You better watch your ass. I'm coming for it.
Funny, that's what Zakhar said too. But he hasn't spoken in quite some time. All he does now is whimper and cry.
He smiled coldly. Just like you will. Damian kept his grip on Sin, but Cat had had enough. She might be too dignified to spit, but at the end of the day, she was her father's daughter. Without warning, she walked up to Kassar and kneed him as hard as she could in the groin. He doubled over instantly, groaning. Nice to know the demons were as susceptible to that tactic as a human. When the ponytail came forward, she punched him so hard he spun around. The others didn't so much as blink. Cat pulled Kassar up by the hair so that she could whisper in his ear, "Never underestimate an Atlantean. We're not your average pantheon." His face changed at that. Large veins protruded from his forehead before his eyes glowed. His mouth grew larger as the double row of fangs appeared. He went to bite her, but Sin caught him by the throat. Sin shoved him into Damien's arms.
Take out the trash, Damian. I don't want it stinking up my casino.
Kassar's face returned to normal so fast that it stunned Cat. He shoved Damian away from him.
Don't touch me, Damon. You're not worthy.
Damian curled his lip. Up yours, asshole. I don't want the Sumerian slime pit stench on me anyway. Take your girlfriends and get the hell out of our casino. Kassar straightened his sleeves.
Oh, we're so going to come back here, in force.
Sin's features were hard and cold.
Looking forward to it.
So am I.
And with that, they turned and left, literally in a V formation. Wow, Cat said under her breath. They remind me of geese with that action. Yeah, and much like geese, they usually shit all over your lawn. Damian pulled a small container of breath freshener from his pocket and started spraying it. Too bad we don't have Demon be gone. Or do we? Cat looked at the two of them. What's the one thing the Galu hate most?
You would be looking at him, Sin said dryly.
Yeah, but the next would be a Karanti, right? Sin gave her a droll stare.
And in case you haven't noticed, they're not exactly in supply in this realm any longer. I believe your grandmother has cornered the market on them.
Cat laughed. Not entirely. I know one in particular who likes to visit here and who would love to have a chance to go on a feeding frenzy, especially here in Vegas where there are lots of pretty sparklies for her to see. Damian and Sin exchanged a frown.
Who is this demon? Damian asked. And more important, is she attractive?
Oh, she's attractive, all right. But I would advise against making a move on her. The last man who did, sadly, ended up dead. Cat pulled the cell phone off Damien's belt and dialed the one and only number that would ring a dainty pink razor cell phone that was covered with white and pink sparkles. Hello? Cat smiled at the light, sing-songy voice she knew and loved so well. Simmy, you got some free time?